USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, "In their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers." This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
They've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the south, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. 4 of them are reported in critical condition. 2 people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The Prime Minister of Australia has cut a vacation short and has issued an apology. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologizing Sunday for taking a family vacation in Hawaii as deadly brush fires raged across several Australian states, destroying homes and claiming the lives of 2 volunteer firefighters.
I'm sure Australians are fair-minded and understand that when you make a promise to your kids, you try and keep it. But as Prime Minister, you have other responsibilities, and I accept that, and I accept the criticism.
Morrison cut the vacation with his wife and adult children short amid public anger at his absence during a national crisis and arrived home Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eddie Murphy returned to Saturday Night Live for the first time in 30 years. USA's John Hunt has more.
Eddie Murphy returned to the stage that made him a household name over 30 years ago, and he held nothing back.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have took that bet.
After sharing updates about some of his recent projects, including Netflix film Dolomite Is My Name and the upcoming sequel of Coming to America, Murphy was joined on stage by some of his longtime friends and fellow comedians, Tracy Morgan, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.